Director of Marketing. Jeff, good morning to you.
Good morning, Tony. How are you?
Big day for you today.
Absolutely. Valentine's Day is just it's a great holiday, especially in the world of chocolate. So we're really looking forward to it.
Tell me about Kilwins.
Kilwins is a really unique concept. We are a chocolate, ice cream, and fudge store. And we've been in Michigan since 1947. We're headquartered up here in Petoskey and have stores throughout the state. We have 21 stores, mostly along the west side of the state, but also Mount Pleasant, just a little bit north of you all, and then over on the east side in Birmingham and Plymouth as well. So it's a lot of fun.
How much will your business jump from a normal day today of Valentine's Day?
You know, Valentine's Day is, overall, it is a huge holiday, as everybody knows. By all indications, this year sales should be up 8.5% over what they were last year. That's overall for Valentine's Day spend. I think at Kilwins, you're looking at, a daily jump of between 25% and 50% in sales for our stores. So it's a great opportunity for people to come out and enjoy chocolate and enjoy Kilwins.
Well, as you know, Jeff, it's been a tough economy here for some years in the state of Michigan. How has Kilwins done? Are people still buying their chocolate?
People are still buying chocolate. That's one of the good things about chocolate is it is a feel-good purchase. And what we found is that people are very careful with the money they spend. And when they come out to Kilwins, we really try to focus on providing a very unique and high-quality experience. And so we've held our own these last few years. And by all indications, things are looking up. So we're pleased about that.
I understand that the price of cocoa beans has increased greatly over the last year or so. Tell me about that and how that has affected your business.
Yeah, you know, the price of cocoa is very volatile, and we're actually kind of in the same price range as we were in 2008. Earlier this year, the prices were up pretty significantly, and a lot of it is dependent upon the harvest. And most of the cocoa that we consume here in the United States comes from the west coast of Africa, it's just very dependent on the weather over there and the harvest. The cocoa plant or the cocoa tree is a very it needs a very specific environment to grow in. It needs the right amount of sunshine and the right amount of rain, and so it's very dependent upon the weather conditions. So prices have started to come down a little bit, but I think that's really dependent upon the harvest.
Is there anything that the state of Michigan can do, legislatively to make business better for you?
I think that to continue to focus, and we're small business, and I think that anything that legislation can do to make things not necessarily easier on small business, but to provide the opportunities for us to leverage the opportunities that we have in our local markets to continue to hire people, and then make good product that is sold here within the state, and those are all good indicators.
All right, Jeff. Before we let you go, Brittany, Jordan, and I are chocoholics. What's going to sell big, and what's Kilwins famous for?
There are two things that really shine on Valentine's Day. Number one is our heart box of chocolates, which anybody going into one of our stores can have a custom-made box for you. Just pick out the chocolates that you'd like out of the case, and our staff will put them together for you. The other huge seller on Valentine's Day are our hand-dipped strawberries, and you can get them in dark chocolate, milk chocolate, white chocolate, doesn't matter. The staff will be more than happy to help please your sweeties.
And with a glass of champagne, you're talking
there
about
you go.
A great treat there. I got one problem, and you need to help me with, because when my kids get into the box of chocolates, they don't know what's in it, so they take a bite and put it back. Is there anything you can do so we have a roadmap, so we can know what we're going to eat, and so we can avoid wasting?
There you go. One of the unique things about Kilwins chocolates, all of our chocolates are handmade here in Petoskey, and when we run them down our line to coat them in chocolate, the staff actually marks the top of each candy with an indicator of what's inside. So, for example, if it's a vanilla cream, there will be a V on top of the piece of chocolate, or an R for raspberry cream, or O for orange. So that'll give you a good indication of what's in the box for your taste.
Jeff, the girls are buying that. They're all about that. We're going to have to dive in. Well, thanks so much for spending time with us. Happy Valentine's Day to you, and we hope it's a fruitful day.
Super. Thank you very much, and happy Valentine's Day to everybody.